Today, two new ad formats for connected TV could make your brand the star. The mistakes your brand could be making that are costing you a successful influencer marketing campaign. Another state hops on the data protection law bandwagon. Twitter releases several updates to its API. And two ad platforms announce new certifications for online advertisers. It's Monday, May 2nd. I'm Todd Maffin. Here's what you missed today in digital marketing. As influencer marketing continues to grow, more brands are embracing influencers as an integral part of their marketing strategy. But if your brand fails to approach influencer partnerships correctly, you might forfeit a successful campaign. A great think piece in Adweek today discusses the six biggest mistakes brands make when working with influencers. The first mistake is putting follower count above engagement. Do not get seduced by followers. Instead, dig deeper and look at high-quality engagement. The second, miscommunicating the mission and vision. Ensure that you clearly communicate the goals for the marketing campaign. The third, not prioritizing long-term partnerships. Yeah, one-off influencer marketing campaigns can garner some attention for your brand, but without a long-term partnership, the piece argues, you will only get short-term results. Fourth, lowballing influencers. This is self-explanatory, but be prepared to negotiate your offer. Your inflexible budget might result in your competitor gaining an influencer. Fifth, falling out of touch. It suggests that you want to stay in contact with influencers so that you can quickly rehire them for new campaigns. And the sixth and final mistake brands tend to make is letting the content collect dust. Remember, your influencer campaign content can be used more than once if it's contracted that way. So consider ways to repurpose the content to maximize your return on investment. Another American state has hopped on the bandwagon to give consumers more control over their personal data. Connecticut legislators recently sent the governor a bill that would allow consumers to see which companies are collecting their data. State residents would also be able to provide their data from being transferred to these companies and block targeted advertising. The proposed law, which would take effect next July, doesn't prohibit site owners from using first-party data for targeted ads, just third parties and data brokers. Under the legislation, the bill would require companies to respect browser controls and enable a single global opt-out. The bill also prohibits dark patterns used to manipulate consent. Several ad industry representatives opposed the bill, arguing that it complicates the privacy landscape, harms job creators, and unintentionally harms consumers. If the bill is signed, Connecticut will become the fifth U.S. state to enact data privacy rules. All right, for the developers out there, Twitter today announced a number of updates to its Twitter API. Among the new features is the release of the first official software development kits for Java and TypeScript JavaScript. Quoting Twitter, these will allow developers to build more effectively by eliminating the need to manually program the complexities around the Twitter API version 2, using the pre-built functions for all available version 2 endpoints, as well as simplifying the authentication process. Unquote. Academic researchers can access the full archive of Twitter data with the help of a new tweet downloader tool, a no-code solution. Twitter API developer toolkits have been added to Google Cloud, including recent search and filtered stream. And the Twitter API version 2 updates also includes new bookmarks endpoints that lets developers build tools that let people manage, organize, and search bookmarks outside of the platform. A new quote tweets lookup endpoint, revisions to the retweets and likes endpoints, and support for a sort order parameter for search endpoints. Well, you may be tempted to shift some of your ad dollars to connected TV now that things are ramping up in that category. NBC Universal's Peacock unveiled two new types of ads coming to its streaming service at Newfront today that will give your brand what they say is main character energy. The first is called the Peacock Frame ad, which lets brands frame a show with a sponsored ad and purchase offers. The frame ad might even include interactive elements for consumers to shop for the product or service being advertised. While the Peacock In-Scene ad will integrate a brand's product directly into targeted content through what they say are natural visual effects. So for example, if the main character is walking through a park, they might just walk past a billboard advertising your product. The premium newsletter has an example of what one of these looks like. And I have to say, it is seamless. It is really, this is like EdTV. Remember that movie from a few years back? It basically looks like you've negotiated a product placement deal with the television show directly. Both of these upcoming ad formats will be dynamic and geo-targeted as well, so viewers in New York could see an ad for a product they might find in their local supermarket. In case that doesn't entice you, the Interactive Advertising Bureau released its Video Ad Spend and Outlook report to lure marketers' ad budgets. The report found connected TV ad spend increased over $15 billion last year, and that is 57% increase year over year. And it's projected to increase another 40% by 2022, reaching over $21 billion. Overall, digital video ad spend was $39 billion in 2021 and is expected to reach over $49 billion this year. According to the report, 3 of 4 video buyers called connected TV a must-buy in their media planning budgets. Between juggling client meetings and keeping up with what's changed in the marketing world, who has time to stress about website security? But security is important. What with bots pummeling your brand site by the hundreds every hour looking for a way in. Kinsta provides managed hosting for WordPress sites, offering lightning-fast load times, top-tier security, and human-only customer support. And thanks to their unlimited free expert-led migrations, Kinsta ensures a smooth transition from other hosting providers so you won't experience any downtime. Ready to experience Kinsta's hosting for yourself? Get your first month free when you sign up at kinsta.com today. It's the perfect opportunity to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses worldwide to power their websites. Visit kinsta.com to get this limited time offer for new customers on select plans. Don't miss out. Get started for free today. A few updates to share with you if you're looking to upgrade your skills or your employees' skills. First, grow with Google. Businesses can now access up to 500 free Google Career Certificate scholarships through Coursera. That's about $100,000 in workforce training, according to the tech giant. Google offers 5 professional certificates, including a new one on digital marketing and e-commerce, which can prepare employees for roles like digital marketing specialist, SEO analyst, paid search specialist, email marketing specialist, marketing coordinator, and e-commerce specialist. This new certificate has been endorsed by the American Association of Ad Agencies and the American Advertising Federation. Students get hands-on experience with digital marketing tools and platforms like MailChimp, Spotify, and of course Google Ads and Google Analytics. Also, Microsoft Advertising has released some new certifications, as well as new exams, badges, and a learning center for advertisers. Marketers can now earn 4 different certification badges, including Search, Native and Display, Shopping, and Microsoft Advertising Certified Professional. And finally, if your brand or business is trying to come up with a unique podcast name, according to an analysis, here is what you should stay away from. Out of the 100 most popular podcast names, the number one spot is nothing at all. Several podcasts are completely unnamed, which suggests either podcasters don't know what they're doing, or maybe they're aiming for anonymity. I don't know. The second most common name for a podcast is Introduction, which proves the theory that podcasters don't know what they're doing and have confused the first episode with the podcast title. The abundance of Spanish content in podcasting is also evident, as third place is awarded to Entrevista, which is Spanish for interview, followed by sermons. And although Today did not make the list, honorable mentions also go to the following titles, which apparently were also popular: LOL, Fake News, and IDK, which is usually short form for I don't know. Don't forget the premium version of this podcast, just like this one, but with no ads, access to deep dive weekend episodes, better audio quality, links in the show notes, audio chapters that let you jump between stories, and more. You can now get 50% off your first month by going to todayindigital.com/premium feed or by tapping the link in the show notes. Also, we are restarting our weekly happy hours. They're going to be every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific. That's 4 p.m. Eastern and I think 9 p.m. London time. So these are just listener hangouts. We get together on a little live Zoom session and chat. So put it in your calendar with this URL to access it, todayindigital.com/happy hour. That'll take you to the Zoom. It's actually a Google Meet. And every Wednesday, 1 o'clock Pacific, todayindigital.com/happy hour, or use the link in the show notes. of flip between Apple Music and Spotify and, you know, at work listening. And for the last little while, I've been listening to SiriusXM. And a couple of months ago, they added this channel called Yacht Rock, which is basically music from the 70s and 80s, that kind of soft rock. And the production music library that we license added an entire category called Yacht Rock, which I'm grooving on a lot. So here's a little bit of it. See you tomorrow. Just a two up, two down place with a fold down for a bed. A crappy job holding two tons of bread, and the hell's going right to my head. My lady's a dancer in a bar downtown, and she said, why don't you come back?